Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of United We Fall. In our last program, Imam Omar Sliman took the advantage of the soft talk of Pastor J.D. Greer in their dialogue, which took place in the North Carolina University. This is the amazing dialogue between the Muslim Brotherhood and the head of the Southern Baptist Church as they literally hold hands as they sing the Kumbaya song. Imam Omar Sliman desired to move the dialogue to the next level. And Pastor Kevin said, sure, please, go ahead, take my church. Go ahead, take my country. Move to whatever level you desire. Imam Omar Sliman would love to separate freedom of religion from politics. He wants it to be pure action coming out of love to one another. Obviously, as we said in our last program, this is the hogwash talk of Muslims in America because they know that there is no freedom of religion in Islam, and they know that they are using taqiyya, lying to the infidels, to protect themselves, to use the infidels for the Muslims' good in America. Today, we'll continue with Imam Omar to see what else he would love to add to get to the next level of this wonderful dialogue of the truth. Yes, indeed, my friends, this is the Veritas Forum, the Truth Forum, which so far have nothing to do with any truth. And without further ado, here he is, Imam Omar Sliman.
And I think that that's actually one of the primary reasons why these discussions have to be divorced from political platforms, and they have to include, become more inclusive of believers of all sorts. And then that would actually prove the sincerity of some of those that actually do worry about their ability to practice their faith and not be hindered upon in their practice, whether it's in a private institution or whatever it may be. And then obviously negotiating the public space.
Here it is again, my dear friends, as Imam Omar Sliman keep repeating the same words, the same lies. Now I see the audience are beginning to believe his lies. Why? Because that's how it works. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. So he wanted to divorce the political platform from this dialogue. About what? About the religion. He wants the dialogue to become more inclusive of believers of all sorts. What do you mean believers of all sorts? We got the Jewish believers and we got the Christian believers. What other sorts you want to add to these two believers? Oh, the Muslim believers. So it is not just a dialogue. It's actually an interfaith talk. Once again, that is how the devil uses deception. Imam Omar Sulaiman wants us to believe this is just a dialogue. But in reality, it is not a dialogue. It's an interfaith meeting. And he himself knew that the word interfaith is not accepted by the Southern Baptist Church, as you're going to hear him yourself later. But he wants us to believe that to have this dialogue with a sincere heart, you must allow all people of all beliefs to have the freedom to say whatever is on their mind. And if that is the case, I am willing to do the dialogue with Imam Omar Sliman as long as he will not sugarcoat his Islam, but give it to me as it really is. Which means I want him to tell me, what did Allah say in the Quran concerning the Christians and the Jews? I want him to tell me that we are nothing but a bunch of infidels. And Allah commands him and the rest of his Muslim believers to wipe us out from the face of the earth. That is all Christians and all Jews. If he is willing to do that, that means we're really speaking sincerely to one another. That means we're taking the political correctness and the political platform out of our dialogue. But if he's going to make a brand new Islam, the loving, peaceful Islam, then it's not dialogue. It is nothing but deception, which will lead to the destruction of the church and the destruction of America. Imam Omar Sliman continued to say, and that will actually prove the sincerity of some of those that actually do worry about their ability to practice their faith. what faith? You see, you cannot add Islam to the Jewish and Christian believers according to this last sentence. Why? Because Islam does not have faith. There is nothing to believe in Islam. It is things to do, things to say, but faith does not exist in Islam. So how can you add Muslim believers as one of the many types or all sorts of people to this dialogue if those who belong to Islam do not have anything to believe in? They have no faith to believe or to practice. Imam Omar continue to say, and not be hindered upon in their practice, whether it is a private institution or whatever it may be. Do you know what Imam Omar Sleeman is talking about here? Of course not. Because here's the truth. He wants the Muslims in America to eat their halal food. He wants the Muslims to practice their five daily prayer in the middle of their work. He wants Muslims to be accommodated to practice whatever things in Islam they wish to practice here in America. If not, then you are not sincere about allowing the Muslims to practice their religion freely in America. And that is simply step number one for Muslims to practice full Sharia in the future in America. We have a problem, and the problem is this. Pastor J.D. Greer and Pastor Kevin Singer do not know hardly anything about Islam. And Imam Omar Sleeman is taking them for a ride to make Islam what it is not. And because of the body language and the smile on their faces, I see that the only victory which is taking place in this dialogue, it is the victory of Allah. It is a victory of Muhammad. It is a victory of Islam. It is a victory of Imam Omar Sleeman because he is winning the dialogue by telling us things about Islam which are not in Islam. And now people attending this dialogue leave that meeting believing that there is nothing wrong in Islam because it is faith, it is practices, it is beliefs. And Imam Omar said, we want to take politics out of it. We want to be free to practice Islam fully in America. Finally, Imam Omar said, then obviously negotiating the public space. And I have no idea what he means by that sentence. And once again, because it is not a debate, it's a dialogue, Pastor J.D. Greer did not bother to ask him, what do you mean by negotiating the public space? Or Pastor Kevin, he did not say, would you please elaborate a little bit more on that sentence? Because neither I nor my audience have a clue what you're talking about. But I believe in dialogue, people can say whatever they want. And if you don't understand what they meant by what they said, you just be quiet because it's not a debate. You need to be nice. You need to be respectful. You need to just let it go. Don't make a big deal about it. After all, it's just a chat here and there. They are carrying a dialogue, my friends. Well, let's move on to the next statement by Imam Omar Sleeman, who said,
I think that's actually a very important point because as a Muslim, if someone is signing off on a platform that wants to criminalize Muslim organizations and then wants to, you know, and targets the Muslim community with surveillance domestically and military interventions abroad and bombardment of Muslim countries abroad. I just can't take the claim seriously that you really want to include me in your discussion on religious liberty and religious freedom and want me to be able to practice here.
Now we're getting real deep. Now we're getting serious talk here. Did you hear what Imam Omar Sleeman wants or of whom he's speaking of? Obviously, he's talking about the conservatives, the Republicans, Mr. Donald Trump. Why do I say that? Because that is the reality. Imam Omar Sleeman wants to gain the support of the Southern Baptist Church and the Evangelical Church so he can get the green light to be accepted by the rest of the country because of people like Donald Trump and the conservative like Usama Dagdog do not want him to represent himself in America as one of those who are a loving, peaceful Muslim, those who believe in freedom of religion. Let me read to you again what he said. I hope you catch his point. Imam Omar said, I think that is actually a very important point because as a Muslim, he's talking about himself, if someone is signing off on a platform that wants to criminalize Muslim organizations, What organization is talking about? You already heard me in the last 25 programs. It is true. Muslim Brotherhood is a Muslim jihadi organization. And I can add to it easily another 29 organizations here in America. And all of them are known as a non-profit organization. And all of them are Muslim jihadi organization, which means he is a criminal because he belongs to a jihadi organization which is known to be the Muslim Brotherhood. It's not just Usama Dakdok said that. As a matter of fact, the country of Egypt, which is a Muslim country, believes that all Muslim Brotherhood members are criminals. Add to that, United Arab Emirates also believe that Muslim Brotherhood is jihadi criminal organization. So you got the Shia Muslims and the Sunni Muslims and Usama Dakdok and Mr. Donald Trump are in agreement that these are not loving, peaceful Muslims because, first of all, there is no loving, peaceful Muslim. You cannot be a submitter to Allah and respect the saying and the commands of Muhammad and in the same time you tell me you're a loving, peaceful Muslim. Why? Because if you are submitted to Allah and you believe in the sayings of Muhammad, you must be a terrorist. Why? Because Allah's word in the Quran and Muhammad's commands in the Hadith are ordering every Muslim believer to be a terrorist.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
So now Muslims are in dilemma. They have to choose between believing in Allah and obeying His words, believing in Muhammad and obeying His commands, or becoming good people. You cannot have it both ways, sir. If you are a Muslim believer, you are a criminal. Why? Because Islam orders and commands you to be a criminal. That's why millions of the Muslims left Islam, simply because they found out what the real picture of Islam is. Therefore, the only way to get rid of the evil, savage cult of Islam for them is to leave Islam. And I praise God for the millions of Muslims who already left Islam. You can go online and watch their stories. But what breaks my heart is this. I see many of these ex-Muslims not accepting the truths of Christ and Christianity, which means, sadly, when they die, they will spend eternity in the same hell with Muhammad and the rest of the Muslims. Those who are criminals or not, because there is only one way to heaven, and that way is our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So, for you, my dear ex-Muslims out there, not accepting Christ will not save your eternity. Now, let's continue a little bit more with what Imam Omar Suleiman said. He said that those people who criminalize Muslim organizations then wants to target the Muslim community with surveillance domestically and military intervention abroad. Who he's talking about? Once again, he's talking about the conservatives, the Republicans of America, Mr. Donald Trump, all the people on the far right, like Usama Dakdok, myself, because I believe save. The only way we can save America from Muslim criminal organizations like the Muslim Brotherhood and its leader like Imam Omar Suleiman here, it is we must use surveillance domestically. And also, we must use our military intervention abroad. You see, Muslim Brotherhood, like all the rest of the Muslim Jihad organizations, if it is Al-Qaeda, Fatah, Hamas, Hezbollah, Al-Shabaab, Boko Haram, whatever name they got there, they don't want us to intervene with their work overseas. Why? Because they want to create the Islamic State overseas. Why? Because they believe by uniting the Muslims abroad, then the day will come, they will also take over the West and make the Islamic State worldwide. Imam Omar Suleiman does not like two things about the conservative of America. The surveillance system which we are using to make sure we will not have another September 11 in America. And he also does not like our war overseas, if it is in Iraq, Afghanistan, or Syria, or Yemen, or any other Muslim country in the Muslim world. And that's why he's telling us, if we do not trust the Muslims who live among us in America, and if we hinder the work of the Muslim jihadi, all criminal organizations abroad, that means we cannot take the claim seriously. What claim? The dialogue. What dialogue? The interface meeting which he is carrying on right now with Pastor J.D. Greer and Pastor Kevin, which he's hoping to repeat in the rest of the churches in America. This is not my words. That's what he said earlier. And that's what he is hoping to accomplish in the near future in America. You see, he said, I just can't take the claim seriously that you really want to include me in your discussion on religious liberty and religious freedom and want me to practice here. Well, I'm sorry, Imam Omar. Here's the sad news. I don't believe you belong to this dialogue. That's why in the beginning of this radio broadcast, I said, this is the work of the devil. That's how Eve was deceived and ate from the tree and gave to her husband. And because she has this dialogue with the devil, she brought the destruction to herself, to her husband, and to her children. That is us who are living today in the world. In Islam, there is no religious liberty, sir. And once again, in Islam, there is no freedom of religion, sir. And I know for sure that you know that because you are a real Muslim, sir. And you're not just any Muslim, you are a Muslim imam, for heaven's sake. And you're not just a Muslim imam, you are a Muslim leader of the Muslim Brotherhood in America. And let me remind you again, my dear friends, that imam here believes that his work in America is a kind of grand jihad which aims to destroy the American civilization from within by the hand of the Muslim believers. That is all the Muslims who are willing to follow the teaching of Allah in the Quran and the command of Muhammad in the Hadith and the hands of the infidels. That is including the hand of Pastor J.D. Greer and Pastor Kevin Singer and the rest of the liberal pastors of America. To do what? To destroy America from within for the hope of establishing the Islamic State in America. These are not my words, my friends. This is exactly what came out of the Holy Land Foundation trial as we looked at the memorandum of the long strategic goal for the Muslim Brotherhood in America. This is the handwriting of Muslim believers like Imam Omar Suleiman, which he is complaining about that we are calling them criminals. And how dare we to surveil them? Well, let's move on to the last statement of Imam Omar Suleiman. As he said,
but when we can talk about it as devoted believers, devoted followers of faiths, what does it mean to be able to practice your faith unhindered in America, in a civil way, in a way that does not preclude you being a loving neighbor to everyone around you? I think that's when we can have that discussion in a more sincere way. And I really do applaud you for taking that step to actually say, no, we should be including Muslims, because that's not what we hear a lot from people. So
devoted believers, devoted followers of faith. Did you hear what Imam Omar is saying? And the problem is not he is lying to the American people by making Islam a belief and Muslims are believers and they're following of the faith of Islam. The problem is the useful idiots Pastor J.D. Greer and Pastor Kevin Singer, who are sitting next to him with a smile on their face saying, Amen. Now we got the approval how beautiful Islam is by the Baptist ministers. What else do you need, Imam Omar? You got all what you need, buddy. Maybe it's time to end the forum, as you said earlier, and shout Allahu Akbar. Once again, for Muslims to practice their faith unhindered, this will only take place when Muslims are in control of America. That is, when Muslims will be able to practice Sharia fully in America. He said, you do that in America in civil way, in a way that does not preclude you in being a loving neighbor. Once again, loving neighbor has nothing to do with Islam, because Muhammad taught you as Muslim believers to love only your Muslim neighbors. So there is no loving your neighbor in Islam. This is the statement given by Pastor J.D. Greer, and now Imam Omar Sliman is repeating it. If it is not in the Quran, sir, you cannot use it. Then Imam Omar said that his love is to everyone around you. And he said, I think that is when we can have that discussion in a more sincere way. Yes, sir, I will have this discussion with you in a very sincere way when we turn this dialogue to a debate, because then I can expose you to let the whole world know what you really, really believe. Then Imam Omar said, I really do applaud you. Applaud who? Pastor J.D. Greer, the head of the Southern Baptist Church. Why? Because in talking about taking that step to actually say we should be including Muslims in what? In the dialogue. What dialogue? The talk about freedom of religion in America. Wow. I wish Imam Omar can show us just one unabrogated verse or one of the sayings of Muhammad in the hadith that in Islam there is freedom of religion. Then that talk will have some meaning. But sadly, there is no truth in all what we have heard so far in our study. It is simply lies. Imam Omar ended by saying, that is not what we hear a lot from people. So, yes indeed, because the people who speak the truth about Islam know for sure you cannot include the savage cult of Islam with any other religion, not just Christianity and Judaism, but any other religion. The whole world can live in harmony without any problem. But when you add the poison of Islam to the whole world suffers. And that's exactly what's happening, not just here in America, but all over the globe. And to continue our study of United We Fall, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.